Proverbs 12:2. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A good man obtains favor from the Lord. Apostle Arkady asks the question, what price is necessary to be paid to obtain favor from the Lord? And he responds by providing us with 7 components of the price for obtaining the favor of God. The first component of the price to obtain the favor of God consists in receiving your salvation in Christ. Matthew 3:17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We can conclude that we receive salvation upon the conditions of a good God and not upon our own conditions or the conditions of those leaders which we elect by voting them in democratically. The second component of the price to obtain the favor of God consists in the revelation of the ways so we can know God. Exodus 33:12-13. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and I may find grace in your sight." We are seeing a very unique form of a request. If I have found grace in your sight, then allow me to obtain this grace in your sight. We are looking at 2 formats of grace. The first format of grace, the Lord gets to know us in our ability to listen to the preached word. The second form of favor, I get to know God and I demonstrate my favor in producing fruits or growing these fruits of righteousness. The third component of the price to obtain the favor of God is the requirement to not forget the law of your father and keep his commands. Proverbs 3:1-4. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablets of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. And again, we will note that mercy and truth, may they not forsake you. This means that having the right relationship with truth activates God's favor, God's mercy toward us. And not forgetting them is continually reminding ourselves, continually prompting a renewal of this information within our minds. On this place where we are, we continue to do this. The fourth component of the price to obtain the favor of God consists in obtaining a good and wise heart. Proverbs 12:2, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A good man obtains favor from the Lord. Good is a person who has a good and meek heart that is renewed, and he has a renewed and girded mind and a mouth that is meek and gentle, that is able to produce fruits and proclaim and glorify God. The fifth component of the price to obtain the favor of God consists in confessing with your mouth the faith of your heart. Leviticus 1:3-5. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. We are seeing here 2 forms of confession: the confession of our sins, and the second is the confession of who God is to us, and we to God in Jesus Christ. The confession of sins always happens upon the place where God has recorded his name. this is within his church, the confession of who God is to us and who we are in Jesus Christ. This happens in every place at all times, as this is a part of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Sixth component of the price to obtain the favor of God depends upon the measure or level of our spiritual growth. 1 Samuel 2:26, and the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. When we receive the preached word, the word of truth, we obtain favor from the Lord and not from men who may not see anything different. But when we produce fruits of the Spirit and we mature, grow spiritually, we begin to obtain favor from God and also from men. And the seventh component, the concluding component of the price to obtain the favor of God, consists in bringing of the first fruits of our harvest before the Lord. Leviticus 23:10-11. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Favor in bringing of our first fruits from our harvest. Tithes is a demonstration of the fruits of our spirit. Right now, we will sing a song and we will thank God that we have a very unique opportunity to obtain the favor of the Lord, and we already have obtained it. And as we have heard in these seven components of the price, God's favor consists from the very beginning of how we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And the question lies in these things, how we receive him. It will be reflected in our heart. It will be reflected in our mind. It will be reflected in our mouth and in our actions as well. If we received Christ, but we can't confirm it with our actions, then we need to check which Christ we received. Right now, we will stand up and partake in this wonderful form of service and demonstrate the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have received. Let's stretch out our right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I give in joy. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to honor your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.